right, Cooper Webb, look, probably not stoked. Got second. Chase rode really well, and I guess maybe one of the – maybe you don't want to admit it, but you just got to be like, fuck, he was on it today. I don't know.
No, and that's how I am this weekend compared to last. You know, Philly, I was bummed because I felt like I let that main event slide. Tonight, he was the better rider, and the whoops were working really well for him, and I wasn't great there, and that's what won him the race. So, yeah, you got to kind of tip the cap sometimes.
Yeah, frustrating to see him skim. You just couldn't get it down. I mean, listen, I just finished talking to 15 guys that told me how gnarly they were, so yeah. I guess it was just a tough set.
Well, I think we've obviously worked on whoops a lot, and I've gotten a lot better, but they were rutted down the whole entire whoop section, you know? So it's like, I told the guys after, I'm like, I haven't blitzed whoops like that really ever, you know? So it was impressive. I will give it to them. And, yeah, I mean, I tried blitzing a few times and just wasn't working for me. And it's tough because I'm in a spot where, you know, if he blitzes and it wins him the race, great. But if he blitzes and crashes out, that's potentially his championship, to where I'm still kind of riding that fine edge of like, hey, if I crash out in the whoops and don't get second tonight, then we got an issue. So with that being said, we're going to work on whoops this week.
But when they refreshed this morning and we were talking about that in the press box, we're like, dude, look at them. Like, you were doing really well.
Oh, for sure. And that's the tough thing, right? I think it's crazy how much they were changed tonight versus the day show. And even the heat race, I was fine in them, you know? And I think that's what makes it tough. Like I said, when you're coming in with all that speed and there's a single rut that's hard, you know, that got hard all the way down, no matter where you go, like, just got to be better and figure that shit out.
Jay Coop got you in qualifying, but I mean, that was, you know, pretty cool to go 1-2, and like, you were probably a little bummed, but like, again, you guys were having a good day.
I mean, you know me, I don't take qualifying super personal, but so when I'm just in the mix, I'm pumped, you know? So for me to be a 10th off today was awesome. And yeah, that was where, like I said, I was able to apply myself, and I felt like we worked on that this week, speed, stuff like that. And yeah, like I said, it's one of those nights where he was a better rider, and I was trying to ride, you know, ride to his pace, which, like I said, besides the whoops, I felt like I was just as good, if not better, and trying to make it happen in the whoops. I got tight, and that was my night. So, yeah, we'll get to work.
So you were doing a stretching over the tabletop. You were getting it nice, like, and you could tell it was everything you had, but then the next three, just no way, like...
Gilly asked me that, and I honestly didn't even think about it.
Oh, I thought that's what you were trying to do.
Nah, I was just trying to clear it because it was such a, like, when you land on top, it was such an abrupt feeling, or if you went off, then you went high, so.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you should have told me. Oh, you're my riding coach.
No,
bro.
Last time I tried to give you line advice, you yelled at me.
No, last time I said you were right.
No, I think you said, ha-ha, well, I don't remember.
Phil Bright yelled at you.
But, that's what I thought you were trying to do, and then doing all that, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, we learned early in the day, like, if you could clear it, it was better. No one was going off during the practice, so I think when the guys started doing that in the heat, like Chase and Kenny, that was like a new option.
Yep.
But even that, I do think, was slower than actually getting all the way over going 2-2.
So I can't help but look at the last few races. You know, you guys last week came, ripped through the pack, 1-2. Today, you just yarded AP and bam, bam. I'm thinking we're going to see you two guys 1-2 in some way. Like, it's just, I've seen enough title fights where you guys are raising the level and other guys are like, you know, so do you think so? Do you agree with that?
I don't disagree. No. Right. I think we're right now the best two by a good little margin. With that being said, every weekend's different. You're going to have certain guys that are fired up. I think Jay Coop is riding well. I think Aaron's riding well. I think if Kenny heals up more, he can get in there. And you have Matt. Like, you still have these great, incredible guys. I think it's more, like you said, me and Chase are just, I could say, slugfest, and we're just getting better, and we're riding at a very high level, right? So I do think you're accurate with that statement. But with that being said, you never know.
Yeah. So when you talk about whoops, are you talking about bike setup, or maybe back to the farm, build some ready whoops and run with those?
A little bit of bike setup. Because once again, I feel like my whoops have been good. Tonight was a little interesting because you had such a big run in.
Yeah.
That's where the short legs, I think, on me are hard to really keep my bike planted in that scenario. So Gilly's already got some ideas. And once again, it's you don't get those kind of whoops every weekend. So with that being said, we're going to work on whoops this week and just getting confident. chance, and being we're riding, you know, I think Davies and Hayden will be there, so I need to be on par with Davies in the whoops, right? He's showing that's the way to do it. So like I said, I'm still pretty calm, cool, collected. I like my odds. I like the position I'm in. I'm ready to go.
All right, thanks, man.
Yep.